Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Jersey Coastal Live. I'm Andrea Tarr. And each week on Jersey Coastal Live, I feature a guest from the world of music, food, the arts, entertainment, or pop culture from the Jersey Shore and often far beyond. So today my guest is Jim Shaw, and he's the Chief Creative Officer of Blue Trinity Comics. Jim is a comic artist and a comic theorist, and I'm not totally sure what that is, but good thing Jim's with me. He'll explain it. So Jim has been interested in comics for a very long time, and he has worked on many projects, comics, children's books, such as Aaron Will Draw for Food, I'm a Superhero, many more. And Jim works online with many other artists, and in June of 2015, with some colleagues of his, he co-founded a comic book publishing house called Blue Trinity Comics. And their goal is to help others get their comic books published, get them online, get them in print, and into the hands of readers across the globe. I've been a comic book lover really my whole life, and it's just a really cool opportunity for me to get to speak to someone else who loves comics. I never drew them, I just read them. So anyway, Jim, thank you for being with me today.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me, Andrea.
Oh, it's really my pleasure. It really is. And like I said, you know, I do have a thing for comics. I've always been curious about them, and naturally they've evolved somewhat over the years from, you know, from their beginnings. And for me, my idea of great comics was always, you know, Superman and Batman and Archie. I read all of that when I was growing up, Mad Magazine. But comics today are, even though some of those old comics obviously are still around, but comics have really changed. So it's kind of interesting for me to talk to you, because you're much younger than I am, and you come to comics from kind of a different angle. So I'll be curious to hear some of the things that you have to say.
Definitely. You know,
go ahead. No, go ahead, Jim.
Well, you know, being a younger person, I never really got the chance to grow up with Batman and Superman and all the other cape comics. However, you know, I feel like we're on an exciting new precipice of comics media, where most of everything now is online and web comics, mm-hmm. as well as print.
Yes. And of course, having stuff online really makes it so much more easy to get your work published, and it's so much more accessible than having to wait for something, you know, in print. But obviously, Batman and Superman, they're still out there, so, you know, there's still time to read up on them.
Hey, definitely. And if I understand correctly, they're still pumping out new stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to ask you, how long have you loved comics, and what were you reading as a kid as far as comics, or anything? What were you reading as a kid?
Well, I've definitely loved comics for such a long time. I remember really getting into anime and manga as a kid, you know, Dragon mm-hmm. Ball Z, Pokemon, Sailor Moon, you know, mm-hmm. all the sort of yeah. stuff that came out in the mid-90s, and that's what got me started into it. And then I realized all the stuff that was on TV was also in comic books, and I started reading manga.
And what was the draw for you? What did you love about it?
You know what? I think it was just the intense action scenes really give you a very visceral sort of experience where you're actually inside the comic more so than most traditional comics. Not saying that graphic novels today aren't as good, but I feel like the manga style definitely had its own sort of unique features.
Mm-hmm. So in addition to your reading of comics, your involvement with comics, where did you get your start as an artist? Because obviously you also have some serious drawing skills, and I'm wondering how long have you been doing that?
At first I saw comics, and I was like, oh, I want to draw like that too. So I took my pencil, I took some paper, and I made the ugliest thing I think I've ever created. But
what did you create?
After that, well, I tried to draw a person, And see, to 13-year-old me, it was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen.
Yeah.
But to 25-year-old me, I look at it, I'm like, my goodness, what was I thinking?
What were you thinking, right?
Yeah, right. But so after a couple of years of making some terrible art, you know, I eventually, through acclimation and experience, got a little bit better. And, you know, I'm still getting better. Hopefully I'll get better soon. But I think it was in 2011 that I decided to go to college and actually apply myself and learn the actual basic principles of drawing. And so I started going to Brookdale Community College.
And to learn specifically about drawing.
That's right. You know, all the basics, form, weight, line, shape, so on and so forth.
To become really more of a traditional artist. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that. I could see that helping you. Because up until that time, were you attempting to draw comics, but just not satisfied with what you had done?
I definitely did have a few comics, and I mean, myself personally, I was satisfied, but then I showed them to the internet, and the internet was not satisfied at all.
They hardly ever are.
I think that was really what made me make the big decision to go to art school and actually apply myself, because, you know, it's one thing to like your own comics, but it's another thing to have other people like your comics.
Of course. You know, as an artist, I think it's nice to get the validation that other people appreciate what you're doing and see your skill behind it. But, I can appreciate that. Wow, when you put something out on the internet, you really do open yourself up to all, you know, to all sorts of criticism, don't you? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I feel like when you're online, when you're taking criticism, there's constructive criticism, and there's other criticism that's really just there to beat you down. And, you know, you have to take it all in stride. You have to take the bad with the good.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did that feel to you, thinking that you were doing a good job, and then you sort of get the good and the bad and the ugly from online? How did that feel?
Well, when you're younger, you do feel a little incredulous, like all this hard work you put into your stuff is just not appreciated, and over time, It's sort of a mix of acclimating to it, as well as realizing what the trying to find the right word here, the depth of what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are people out there who want to honestly help you, who will give you a nice constructive critique, and there are other people out there who in their hearts they do want to help you, but they're going to tell you in the meanest way possible.
Ouch.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Yes, it does. Oh, yeah. And certainly you don't have to be a comic book artist to appreciate that, because any time you put any work out to the internet, you can expect the same sort of, you know, good, bad, and ugly kind of criticism. But the bottom line of it is that it pushed you to advance yourself in a more traditional sense, which is a good thing. So you went to Brookdale, and you really you began to learn how to draw. So tell me about that experience. At Brookdale.
Brookdale's, you know, and shout out to anybody who's listening who's from Brookdale. Brookdale's a great place. You know, I do feel nowadays, with so much teaching and content online, that a higher learning, is at least as far as art goes, may not be necessary. However, you do make plenty of connections at any kind of college. You know, and... You know, you connect with other artists, you collaborate, you work with them, and, you know, you get some pretty amazing results.
Mm-hmm. And how do you feel that your time at Brookdale, and by the way, for those of you who are listening, we're talking about Brookdale Community College, which is in Monmouth County in New Jersey, because I know we have listeners from various places, not just all in Monmouth County, so I wanted to mention that. But now, for you, going, so you got an associate degree from Brookdale, and what was that, in studio art, if I recall?
Yes, studio art.
And so how do you feel that really helped you as far as advancing your skill set as an artist, as someone who could draw comics?
Well, you know, I do feel like art does take a lot of personal growth. Like, you can teach yourself mm-hmm. art. However, the structured learning programs they have really give you a basis to learn everything, and you know, you're not doing it all by yourself, and you're actually learning what you need to know, whether you want to learn it or not, which is really sometimes that's what an artist needs, you know? It's like, oh,
yeah,
I don't want to learn
yeah.
perspective. Yeah, but you gotta.
Okay. You gotta. Yeah. True. Did you ever see, though, that this would actually be a career path, that you could make a living being a comic book artist?
You know, for when I was young, I was definitely very idealistic, and I went into it being like, yeah, I'm going to make money making comics. As I got older, I got a little bit more cynical. You know, I blame the internet for that, but
mm-hmm.
I got a little bit more cynical, and for a while, I kind of gave up on my dream. But I guess the idealism kind of kicked back in, but with a little bit of a mix of cynicism, however you want to say that word, cynicalism.
A little reality helps you too, yeah.
It definitely did, I think. And,
mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, guys.
What is it about comics for you as an art form? Mm-hmm. What is it about comics that you found so inspirational that you wanted to draw them?
You know, it's the whole thing of putting images on paper and just having them come to life on you.
Mm-hmm.
It's, if you really think about it, comics are just still images, and yet they can still convey messages and themes and everything just like any sort of literature can.
Well, because you're telling a story. Comics traditionally there would be words with them. So you're writing a story. You're a writer and an illustrator. To me, in my mind, that's how I look at a comic artist. You're a writer, you're an illustrator, you're telling a story in panels, not in a traditional narrative.
Exactly. You know, with literature, it's all just words. And now, if you think about it, what are words? Which sounds like the
mm-hmm.
most esoteric question ever, but let me break it down.
Yeah.
Words are literally just visual representations of ideas. You see the word cat, and obviously you get the visual representation of a cat. Now, if you draw a cat, it's literally the same thing. It's a visual representation of an idea, that idea being a cat.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, of course. It does make sense. But in the drawing, you know, if you just see the word, this is, again, I'm giving you my take as a comic lover. When I just read the words black cat or a funny looking black cat, I can conjure up something. But when the artist creates a picture of a funny looking black cat, you know, however the artist has that vision, you know, you can get some pretty crazy things going on there. You know, it can be political, it can be funny, it can be satirical. Drawing, you have the opportunity to really convey a lot of things that maybe the words alone might not show.
I definitely agree with that. There's some really great comic artists out there, like Craig Thompson, who they convey visual messages through the abstract form.
Mm-hmm.
You should definitely check out some of his work, like Habibi or Blankets.
Okay. What's his name?
Craig Thompson.
Okay. Yeah, I am going to check him out. Definitely.
Okay. And to anyone listening out there, I also recommend him as well.
Okay. So there are many styles of comics. And there have been for as long as comics have been around. So what are some of your favorite styles? And maybe you could explain them a little bit to our listeners, people who might not be so familiar.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, again, my favorite go-to style is always going to be anime and manga. You know, they've got all the Eastern influences. They can face speed, motion, so on and so forth. But along with those, there's obviously the Western style. You've got superheroes, Batman, Superman, so on and so forth. And mm-hmm. their art style is heavily characterized by heavy inks and contrast.
Yes,
but when you get into independent comics, and they just have such a wide varying variety of styles. For example, if you were to check out Black Sad, it's a comic by Diaz-Canales,
mm-hmm.
and they're actually, I believe, from Portugal, and their work is made entirely with watercolor.
Oh, that's different.
And definitely. You know, I have a couple of artists I know online who also work in watercolor, and it really puts the art into the comic art, you know, whereas most people have the traditional sense that comics need to be black and white, comics
mm-hmm.
need to have this, have that, and, you know, that's just one of so many different varying kind of styles. The independent comics are just absolutely amazing. These days, however, a lot of stuff is done digitally. I work digitally myself.
Mm-hmm. And what do you use to create the comics when you're working digitally?
Well, I'm not sure if you are familiar with an art tablet. It's
okay.
You know, most of them are created by Wacom, although there's other smaller brands as well.
Mm-hmm.
They do is, if you consider how a computer screen works, you know, your mouse moves around, you click and point at things. If you were to open up Microsoft Paint, you can click and move around the mouse, and you can leave an image, leave a mark. However, with a drawing tablet, it has pressure sensitivity, and there are multiple programs out there like PaintSci or Photoshop that you can work with that pressure sensitivity to make amazing pieces of art.
Okay, and so most people, and of course it mimics realistic drawing because a mouse is not the way you would really draw, but when you're working with a tablet and a stylus, it's like you're really drawing something. So I could see that. I could see that that would be how most people would work digitally. Makes sense.
Definitely
does.
One of my favorite digital comics, actually, you may not have heard of it. It's called Miss Melee. I definitely recommend everyone check it out on Google. It's a writer-artist team. And they produce some great stuff digitally.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing I wanted to ask you that I understand, of course, what a comic artist is, but what is a comic theorist? What does that mean exactly, Jim?
Well, a comic theorist is more of somebody who figures out how comics work. You know, there's been a few in the past. Some of the most notable ones are Scott McCloud or Will Eisner.
Okay.
And what they do, they break apart how a comic works, how paneling works, flow, pacing, everything.
Okay.
So
okay.
One of the books actually really got me into comic theory, as opposed to comic art, was Making Comics by Scott McCloud. I'm a very self-analytical person, and I definitely refer to it. It's pretty much my Bible. I actually have all three of his books signed on my bookshelf, all displayed, all fancy. But for example, he breaks down the five basic choices you make in making comics. And that is choice of moment, choice of frame, choice of
mm-hmm.
image, choice of word, and choice of flow. And it's just those five basic principles that you really can break down and work out how a comic is going to pace itself and work.
Okay. Well, you know, now that you've explained it better, I absolutely understand that. And it all makes sense. You have to have, there is a pacing in a comic like in any other literature. And because you've got the panels, each panel has to be really, be related to the next. So I could see where you have to put a lot of thought into what's going on that into your comic to make it flow properly. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. You know, it's actually, it's funny that you mentioned that. There are several ways that panels relate to one another that they can sort of tell the story in just the right kind of way. Actually, the words exactly escape me, so I'm going to cheat real quick. I'm going to look through my book.
Absolutely, that's what they're for.
I know, right? Let me tell you, I love books.
Now, is this something that, where would people learn this? Obviously, you know, you've done a lot of work in this area and you've become something of an expert. But if someone really needed to know, you know, wanted to learn about this, would Making Comics by Scott McCloud, would that be a good way to start?
Definitely. You know, it's comics have just started to find their way into academia. There's very few schools in the United States that teach it. One school is SCAD University, which is, I believe is down in Georgia, Hong Kong, and I think a California location.
Mm-hmm.
They have a major called sequential art. And their sequential art program goes over, you know, how comics are made. There's also actually right here in Dover, New Jersey, the Joe Kubert Art, School of Cartooning. And they have a very rigorous program. You know, I would go myself, but it's a tad expensive and a tad rigorous. You know, I like to go on my own pace, but if I ever have a chance for a free ride, I'd definitely go to and recommend Joe Kubert's school. But aside from that, there now with the internet these days, you can find anything online. You know, there are a few courses that you can find online. Definitely recommend checking out the Society of Illustrators up in New York. Actually, one of my other comic artists who work for Blue Trinity, who does the comic Mimi, they are part of the Society of Illustrators as well. They go every year. But aside from those few places, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, obviously there's some information out there, but do you ever do seminars or give workshops locally for people to find out more about this?
I do, actually. I do go around teaching in New Jersey. There's this one class I offer at Brookdale Community College, and it's a three 2-hour session course, and it's usually every semester. And that's for the winter and fall semesters, obviously. But aside from that, I do go around. I want to make this sound as least pathetic as possible. I try very hard to find places to teach comics because again, it's just growing into academia, so every summer I try to go around as much as possible. And, you know, I've worked with the Atlantic Highlands Art Society, with the Monmouth Art Society, so on and so forth. They really are great people there, and I'm glad that they can give me the opportunity to teach comics.
Very good. Now tell me about We'll Draw for Food, which is one of your comics.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll Draw for Food actually started last March, so we're actually coming up on its first anniversary.
Hey, happy anniversary.
Thank you. March 23rd. We'll Draw for Food actually started as my first serious everyday comic. It started as a gag-a-day comic, which is pretty simple and straightforward to get done, but to do it every day is definitely a challenge.
I would think so.
It started because I lost my car, which started this long string of events in which, after I lost my car, I lost my job because I needed my job, my car for my job, and because I didn't make money from losing my job, I couldn't pay my bills. Everything stacked up. My girlfriend left me. My computer broke. Everything that could possibly happened.
God.
So
yes.
I spent last winter very, very sad. And so when March came around, I told myself, okay, I'm going to make comics like I want to, or I'm going to die trying. So that's why I called it We'll Draw for Food, because if I didn't draw, I wouldn't get food, and I would die trying. So
very good.
It started as a gag-a-day comic, and it was really a challenge to myself to just get something done. You know, just it didn't have to be a long, epic story comic. It was just a comic every day for people to enjoy, and it's had a lot of much greater reception than I thought it would.
Well, that's good.
It follows a representation of me as an artist who looks suspiciously like me. No relation.
Yes, very suspiciously like you, but in a good way.
And it's really It's basically a small comic that kind of just gives a little insight to some comedic situations that I go through, you know, every day as an artist.
It's not easy to be an artist, is it?
No, not at all.
Not
but
at all.
But here's the thing,
no.
to all the artists out there listening, it's not easy being an artist, but it's worth it.
It is. I agree with you. It is worth it. It is worth it. Now, also tell me, because we're actually running out of time, and I want you to tell me about Blue Trinity Comics, because this is your publishing company.
Definitely. Blue Trinity Comics, like you had mentioned at the start of the show, it was founded in July of 2015, and it was a collaborative work between myself and my good friends Stephen Beach and Eric Pitaluga. And what it is we wanted to transform our love and obsession of comics into money, because people love money. Money makes you comfortable,
well,
but it doesn't make you happy.
Yes.
Not only that, though, of course, money is not the driving factor. We wanted to take comics from online and bring an opportunity to people who have gone through the same kind of stuff that I've gone through, where they have a comic and they want to make it big, but it's much harder than you would ever think it is. So really, Blue Trinity Comics is a way for us to transform our passion for comics and present opportunities to comic artists.
All right, so you're a bit of a guiding force for people who don't know what to do.
Most of them actually, I have to give credit where credit's due to some of our comic artists. They've gotten much farther than I thought they would, but I guess I could say it's more of an opportunity than a guiding light, because some of these people, they have amazing work. Like I said, Miss Melee, Mimi, West Tree Academy. You know, they've got some great stuff, and I think we're just here to help them, really.
What do you feel is the broad appeal of comics in general? Because it does appeal to people of all different generations.
See, that's a big question.
Oh, that is a big question. I know you could probably write a book about that. Is there a short version?
And they have too. I will definitely try and compress it, though. For comics, I think they appeal to people for a number of reasons. Some people like escapism. Some people like having a new experience. Some people like seeing themselves in the characters they read about.
Yeah.
And that's the same for most literature and all sorts of media out there.
Yeah, I would think that a lot of people would love to see, you know, kind of imagine themselves in the character, even the superheroes. I can definitely see that.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, the Hulk from Marvel actually is a representation of people's anger. A lot of people can associate with him because he's one basic primal emotion, anger.
Yes.
And, you know, everyone experiences anger at some point. And, you know, that's the thing. People, you know, we as humans, we're very, I don't want to say narcissistic race, but
we are.
Our species. We like seeing ourselves in things. We like seeing ourselves in Statue of Liberty, Mount Rushmore, the Sphinx. And, you know, it's no different for our literature and media. You know, we love seeing ourselves as great beings, and that's why we love stories.
All right. Well, believe it or not, Jim, we have about a minute left, so I want to just kind of wrap up. And I want to thank all my listeners today, and especially my guest, Jim Shaw, the Chief Creative Officer of Blue Trinity Comics. He's a comic artist and a comic theorist. After the show, I'll put up my blog, and I will put links to all things about Jim. And I think for all you artists out there who are listening, well, Jim is kind of inspirational, because after all, he did it, you can do it too. So, can 30 minutes change your life? Yes, it can. So please keep listening to Jersey Coastal Live. Until next time, I'm Andrea Tarr. And once again, thank you to my special guest today, Jim Shaw. Jim, thanks for being with me, and continued success. Take care, and
thank
it was great having you on the show. Bye.
Thank you. I'm glad to have been part of it. Take care.
It was wonderful. Yep.